The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Some of you are spending the morning getting your home office ready. You're working from home. What if your employer said you had to go back to work? Well, some workers are saying they'd rather quit than return to the office. Joining us now is David Bell, Senior Director at Randstad, the largest global HR firm in the world, and also a fellow hockey parent and a friend of mine. Our boys played hockey together since squirts. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Vanita. Happy to be here.
Thank you so much. Tell us about what you guys are seeing as far as what workers are saying. They just don't want to go back to the office.
Vanita, they don't. In fact, at Randstad, we do a work monitor survey, and literally 60% of workers are inspired to look for new work this year. And of those workers, 77% of them want more flexibility. So basically, workers have decided in the last 2 years of the pandemic, they've adjusted to this new normal and have decided that, you know, we want to continue our flexibility and we don't need to go back in the office. We have proven to be productive. We have proven to show that we can provide value in working remote. And the Great Resignation is going to continue into 2022 based on these numbers from workers. And really, pay and benefits has become second for the first time ever, with flexibility being the number one reason why people are seeking new employment.
That's really interesting. And what you're saying there, too, is, as you're right, remote workers have said, we proved that we can do our job. Why can't we continue to do it this way? How should employers react to this? Do they have to adjust everything they're doing and just let employees do that to keep the workforce?
Well, you make a good point. I mean, the power has shifted to the employee. And, you know, employers want to get back to work. There's a fair amount of people that do like that, commute and getting back into that routine, if you will. But most people have basically embraced a new routine, and that's working remotely. And so I think companies that are going to return to office model or a hybrid model, you can see over the course of the last year, even that's been pushed out by various employers, you know, based on the resurgence of, the coronavirus. So it is to be determined, but, you know, folks have choices. Not only are, you know, workers in the Twin Cities available to local companies, but also companies outside of the Twin Cities are also recruiting them. I could be getting a job call from a company in Dallas or San Francisco or elsewhere to work remote, and I did not have that opportunity before, and I'm going to choose that opportunity if it makes sense for me and my family.
That's very true. You can work from anywhere and have the headquarters of your company be somewhere else. Interested to hear, as far as employees go, the ones that you talk with or are recruiting, are they just willing to jump ship left and right now because of this?
Well, you can see, we look at Randstad, a lot of the statistics that come out from the BLS, and one of the ones that stand out to me is almost 4.5 million people just quit their jobs in November. That's 3% of the workforce that said, I'm out. And some of those people took new jobs, but others did not. They might have retired. They might have taken off time to help with a loved one during the pandemic. They might have, you know, for a variety of other reasons, decided to leave the workforce. We need people to participate in the workforce in order to continue to grow. And companies really need to adapt to this ever-changing workflow because, you know, folks are not necessarily going to just accept mandates to get back to work.
It is 7:26. You're listening to David Bell, Senior Director at Randstad, largest global HR firm in the world. Where do you see this trend going, David? Is this going to change at all in 2022, or is this going to be something we're going to be experiencing in the near-term future?
We at Randstad continue to see this happening. We've got a kind of another dynamic involved here. I mean, with a new year coming, we've got bonuses getting paid out. We've got some merit increases coming in the first quarter. And I think employees and really workers are going to reevaluate themselves, like, what is my worth in the marketplace and what does my lifestyle look like? And I'm going to go align myself with a company that accepts my values. And if I'm working remotely as part of my value chain, I'm going to go seek that out. So we see this continuing almost like a wave two, if you will, of the Great Resignation.
It's fascinating stuff. David, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. And, hey, good luck to those Highland Park Central Scots. Love to see what you guys are doing there. Go Scots.
Thank you so much, Vanita.
Thank you. We'll be back with weather and traffic. And also before the end of the hour, we'll be giving away Bon Jovi tickets.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.